This is the Snowplow Show, brought to you by Phone Losers of America, and by Sensei Doug, sharing decades of experience with the PLA community, teaching stances, forms, punches, blocks, and kicks to all you sissies.
Hey Shane, this is Douglas from the corporate office. Just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I can speak with?
I think you might have the wrong number.
Oh, it's not the Hilton?
No, sorry, we're a very small boutique.
Oh, I thought you said Hilton.
Oh, no, sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I was lying anyway. I'm actually a guest here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm up in my room right now.
Oh, yeah.
And
can I help you?
Well, I had to disconnect the smoke detector, or is it a fire detector? I don't know what it is, but I had...
Which room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom right now, because my kids are out in the room, and they're being kind of noisy.
What's your name, sir?
Grega.
Let's see.
But anyway, I think I blew a breaker, because I had to connect some high voltage to the smoke detector alarm thing, and that was able to shut it off.
Oh, Gavin? What did you say your name was, sir?
Gavin, yeah.
Oh, room 28?
Oh, gosh, you can tell that? I didn't...
Let's see. Sorry, one sec. No, you're not in room 28. Let's see.
Which room am I in? I'm in the bathroom. I'm sorry, I don't have my key card on me.
No, that's all right.
But
can you just give me your full name, sir?
Is the breaker box, like, in the room... Or...
No, it's not.
It turned off one of our lamps, and the people the people next door, they came out and they said it turned off a couple things in their room.
Okay, and I'm just trying to figure out which room you're in.
I told them
to
go back. And you want me to, like, go over there and knock and tell them to just
shut up? No. I just need you... What's your full name, sir?
Well, no, I don't even need anyone to come up. I was just... do you know where the breaker box is? I can do it myself.
Well, no, that's the thing, because it's in a utility closet.
Oh,
so that's why I'm just trying to figure out which side of the hotel you're on.
On this floor?
That's why, sir, what's your full name?
No, it's okay.
Or what's the reservation for the hotel?
I'll go looking for it. I'll go looking for it, okay?
Okay.
Was Gavin... Gavin's here tonight, though, right?
Yeah, there's...
That's me.
I have Stephanie Gavin staying in room 28.
Yeah, I'm the husband.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you are...
Yeah, Stephanie's the one with the annoying kids out there in the room. Like,
okay, so wait, no. That's weird, because I have room 28's key here, so I don't know how you could be in room 28.
I jimmied the lock. I have one of those flipper zeros, and
okay.
I was able to load up a program on it and just beep, boop, boop, and I can get into basically any room. It clones
because we use key locks, so.
Oh, no, but yeah, it's electronic, right? The cards?
No, we don't use electronic card locks.
Okay. Everything I've told you in this call has been a complete lie. I'm not with corporate. I'm not staying there. I am doing a prank call show in Oregon. And
okay.
I was just seeing if you would tell me any private information on the room. And you did. You told me Stephanie Gavin, room 28.
Uh-oh.
This is all a trick, because I was trying to get information on Stephanie, because I am her stalker. No, that's not true either.
All right.
You got bus slammed, sir.
Hey, lame-o. You just got full-on butt slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show. 100.9 The Gerbil. Don't let it get you down. Slamming is what we do best.
Butt slam.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show. Roy Chappelle is on your radio. Sensei Doug is working right next door. Please don't give him snake eyes anymore. Chad's been working on your roof at home. I think you better just hang up your phone. This is the Snowplow Show. This is the Snowplow Show.
True. This is the Snowplow Show, everybody. Vista Blue wasn't lying to you. This is episode 898. It's brought to you by CelebrityCash.com, surprises, Lord and Lady of Veggies, Pranker Governor, and Tim the Enchanter. Those are some people that support us on Patreon. That opening prank I played, that's brand new. That's from the Collective that I did earlier today. I hosted the Collective show, which you can find on prankcast.com/the collective. I'll put a link to it in the description also if you want to hear that. That was a pretty fun show. The Collective happens every single Saturday, more or less, and a bunch of wacky prank calls always happens on it. I don't always host it, but sometimes I do, like today. Also, that opening song, that was by Vista Blue, also known as the Tree Flushers. And Vista Blue, he's kind of having a rough week. He's been snowed in for over a week with no electricity, no internet, and he's staying in a hotel, which is nice but expensive. So what better time to promote Vista Blue and also the Tree Flushers, his other band, where he just makes music for the prank call community all the time. And I'm going to put a link to those in the show notes. And you guys, if you want to help out a prank caller in need, wait, no, he's not a prank caller, a prank call musician in need, you should buy some of his albums, because he has done, like, I don't know how many songs he's done. He's done at least 50, probably 100. I might be exaggerating, but I don't think I am. He's made so much stuff for us all, for me and for Devin and for King Richard. And I don't know, just like all the shows. And he put out that vinyl record for us a few years ago. Vista Blue's done a lot, so give back if you can. He gives away the Tree Flushers music for free, but also you can name your price. You give him $1,000 or something, or, you know, $5 or a dollar, whatever you want to do. I'm sure Vista Blue would appreciate it. He didn't ask me to say this, by the way. I just thought it'd be nice because I know he's having a rough week. One more thing. This past Wednesday, I was on the Take Your Pants Off show, which is Devin Anastart's show. And holy shit, you guys, she got a hold of Perry Caravello, a very famous guy known for just screaming at everybody. You've seen him on Cartnarks, you've seen him on Smiling Friends, and some old movie that nobody's ever seen called Windy City Heat. Devin made me watch that once, and it was kind of amazing. I really want to watch it again. But not only did Devin get a hold of Perry Caravello, but she also called him again later in the show for me, and I got to talk to Perry, which was kind of fun. I told him I was changing his number, and then later Carol called back and talked to him again. I'm going to play a promo for that right now that I made the other day, and after that, we're going to play some prank calls. But look in the description. It's got links to Devin's show that I was on, and there's a link to the Collective that I was on, and there's links to Vista Blues stuff.
This week on the Take Your Pants Off show, Perry Caravello doesn't want a shipment of Fig Newtons to his home.
7722.
Do not, I repeat, do not send Fig Newtons to my home. Good day.
Too late.
Brad Hansen interrupts an otherwise completely normal phone sex session.
You trying to get me pregnant? I can't get pregnant.
I can't get you pregnant. That's out of vasectomy.
Oh, okay, good. I like it.
Hello, excuse me, sir. Sir, hello, excuse me. Can you hear me? This is Brad Hansen, and I'd like you to just kind of have a seat. Have a seat right over there.
A seat now, right over where?
So I understand you were saying some certain things to a 14-year-old girl right after you asked if she was a cop.
I'm going to hang up. You know, I'm going to hang up. Because I just don't need this.
Devin wastes the time of a hotel front desk employee.
Ma'am, you are wasting my time.
You're wasting my time, and you sucked in my farts.
Harry Caravello insists that he does not like dick.
Whoever said I gave a fucking guy a fucking blowjob is a flaming pig ass, and I want nothing to do with this shit. Good day.
Philly talks to a lady who is married to herself.
I'm trying to talk to the man.
Fuck you up. Bitch, get off my line, ho.
And Perry Caravello does not want his number changed.
Sir, you're going to have a New York phone number.
I don't want a New York phone number.
Well, you're going to have a New York phone number. We're changing it right now.
Bullshit.
I'm with the T-Mobile store at the mall.
All this and more on the Take Your Pants Off show with Devin Anastart. Live shows every single Wednesday evening on prankcast.com.
Circle K on...
Oh, hi. This is Steven from Royco, the ATM company. We've got the ATM in your store. Sir? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And you keep looking over at the ATM. I'm watching you through the camera. You keep looking over here and, like, glaring at the camera. Have you got some kind of a problem?
No, sir.
Well, why are you glaring at the camera so much?
I'm looking up at my top cameras looking at screens.
Oh, no. It's the ATM camera. You keep looking over at the ATM camera and giving us snake eyes?
I don't believe so, but okay.
Well, can you just stop? Because I feel like you're giving me snake eyes. Because I'm watching you, and it's kind of freaking me out.
Okay.
And, like, I'm just staring at you. And you keep looking over and give me snake eyes.
It says what you think, but I'm not, sir.
Well, no, you were. I saw you.
What you think if you want, but again, I'm telling you I'm not.
No, you're like scowling at me. You keep looking over and scowling. Can you please stop scowling at me?
Okay.
Why are you looking at the cameras on the ceiling so much?
I can look at my cameras. I am a manager trying to check my cameras.
How do you check the cameras by looking at them on the ceiling?
I have a TV screen right there that shows me the cameras, sir.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. Can't you just look at the computer screen and see where they're pointed? You're being a little weird about it. But the main weird thing is... Oh.
Millimer, can I help you?
Hi, I was in your store earlier today. I was inside the cooler.
You were in the cooler?
Yeah, like in the back.
Were you working in the cooler? I'm not following you.
Oh no, I'm just a customer. I was in getting some stuff, but I went in the cooler for a little bit.
I'm not following. You were inside the cooler?
Yeah, I was in there for like 30 minutes. I was just peeking out at people like that were in the store. I was just peeking out through the glass doors at people inside the store.
Okay.
I think I left my crowbar in there. Has anybody found that?
I'm not. Are you calling the right place?
Oh yeah. Are you 2301? I think.
Yeah. What store?
The Miller Mart.
You were inside my fridge peeking outside. You just told me, right?
Yeah.
Why were you in my fridge?
I was just in there. I don't know. It's kind of cool. I just like going in places I'm not supposed to be. But I wasn't supposed to leave my crowbar behind.
Oh, that is... I don't know. This is like really baffling to me.
It's not a full-size crowbar. It's more like a pry tool. Like...
Uh-huh.
I was trying to pry open the...
What time were you here? Are you messing with me right now? I'm not like... This is like really weird conversation we're having.
Oh, no. It was a couple hours ago. And,
Okay.
Yeah, I was in there,
I don't see a crowbar.
It doesn't smell like smoke in there, does it?
What's that?
It doesn't smell like smoke in there, does it?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No worries.
Okay, well...
Come back and see me.
Well, no, I need my...
If you want to find it. I don't know where the crowbar is. You're going to have to come back and
see me. Yeah, well, you didn't even look very hard. Like, look harder.
Yeah, I didn't. You're right.
Why not?
Yeah, because I don't feel like helping you, especially everything that you've told me, doing things that you're not supposed to be doing.
Well, you don't have to be a dick about it.
Just come get it. I don't feel like looking for it for you.
So I should just go back in there and look around?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So yep. I have permission to go in the cooler from now on. I guess goodbye pry bar. No more pry bar for me.
Quick Trip 718, how can I help you?
Whoa, you're a robot.
What's that?
You're a robot. Your phone sounds like shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a bad connection.
Yeah, we just got a new phone. I'll have to tell my boss about that. Is there any way I can help you?
Beep, boop, 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 bop.
Oh, yeah. Is there any way I can help you?
Oh, I'm on your roof right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm not, like, being too loud, am I? Because we were running around. We were chasing each other.
I didn't even know you were up there.
Oh, no. Me and my friend Dave are up here. We're just chilling, you know, up here smoking and running around.
Okay.
But as long as we're not, I don't want to disturb anyone down there.
Gosh, are you doing like work up there? Are you just hanging out on the roof or what?
Oh, we're just hanging out. We're customers.
You're hanging out? Okay.
Yeah. We were in there earlier. We got some beer.
Yeah.
We've got them up here on the roof.
Is this a prank call or being serious?
Oh, well, I'm being completely serious.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely don't think you should be hanging out up on the roof.
Okay. Well, no, we're not going to fall off or anything. We're not stupid.
Well, but, I still can't. I mean, now that I know you're up there, I have to ask you to get down or I'm going to have to call the cops to come get you down.
No, please don't call the cops. But I had a question about these giant, heating or cooling units, whatever they are. They keep coming on. They keep coming on. They're extremely loud. And there is a switch. There's a big breaker switch on the side of them. Can I just turn a couple of these off?
No.
Because they're loud. They're bringing down my high, man. If you haven't noticed, I'm calling convenience stores today. I haven't done that in a while. And that's always fun. I'm calling the area where, well, maybe one of the couple areas where I think Murdoch once worked and I accidentally reached him that one time. I know he doesn't work in a convenience store anymore, so it's okay for me to call this area again. But he worked at a 7-Eleven, and I've noticed all these stores have turned into quick shops. I think these are the old 7-Elevens because they're all over town now. These quick shops are.
Quick shop, this is Connor.
Hey, Connor, is this the quick shop that used to be a 7-Eleven?
No, actually it is not.
Oh, shoot. Well, this is the one on 25th, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I was in. I was in your back room and inside the cooler.
You said you were in the back room and what?
Inside the cooler. You know, the cooler with the milks and the sodas?
Yeah.
I was at the doors. I mean, I was peeking through the doors of the customers. And I think I left my shoes in there. Inside the cooler.
I'm not seeing any over here.
Oh, I just left them on the floor right there by the door. They're not in there?
Yeah, they're not. I looked on the outside, on the inside.
Who would steal my shoes? They weren't even nice.
I don't know, but someone stole our nasty trash bin, so wow. You'd be surprised, honestly.
That's so weird.
It is extremely weird.
Do a lot of people go in the cooler?
Yes. Well, actually, you said the milk cooler?
Yeah, not the beer cooler.
No. That's the one I went. Yeah. No one usually goes into it.
Yeah, I was wandering around in the back where I wasn't supposed to be.
I don't see any shoes even on the beer side. I just checked if anyone moved them over too, but
yeah, I turned off the cooler for a minute because it was so cold in there.
I'm checking the office right now.
But I turned it back on. You know, I found the breaker switch, and I shut off the cooler because the fans were really loud.
Huh.
But I turned it back on, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, but I can't find any shoes anywhere.
Well, shoot. I was, whenever a customer came up to the door and opened it, I was like, psst, psst. You know, like fucking with them.
Oh my god!
And this one guy blew weed smoke in his face.
Jesus! All right, but I'll let you go. Sorry about your shoes.
Okay. Well, can I try tomorrow? Well, I don't understand why anyone would steal them. It's so strange.
I mean, but if they stole them, I don't see why they just randomly bring them back after using them. They'd probably just chuck them, honestly.
Well, did an employee throw them in the trash?
I couldn't tell you. If they did, I wasn't one of them.
Well, shoot. Okay. Thanks for checking.
Yeah, you have a good rest of your day.
You too. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. I guess the Saturday people just don't give a shit. Probably their managers aren't around.
Quick trip 1-7, how can I help you?
Hey, this is Greg from Uber Eats. And we've got one of those Uber Eats robots coming into your store here in a minute. And it's just going to map your store. Oh. It's going to map your store. It's an automated robot. It's just going to show up there in about 20 minutes.
Okay, and you said it's going to map our store?
Yeah, it's going to go through all the aisles and take video. And, you know, just map it all out, make a 3D map of your store. It might wander into the back room and stuff.
Do we have permission from Quick Trip Corporation for this? Because
No, this is just like a person coming in the store. It's a robot, though. But it's on wheels.
Yeah, I understand that, but we can't just have random robots going into our back room recording stuff.
Yeah, well, it's just kind of what it does, and it gets confused about what is the outer area and what's the back room.
Okay, well, so, are we expecting food delivery here? Because, I mean...
Yeah, there might... A few people have requested it. So, yeah, it's just going to come over in about 20 minutes, and it's just going to wander around your store. It's going to make computer noises. It's kind of loud, to be honest.
Yeah, I just like to confirm that with my boss, because
they're normally made for outdoors. Yeah. So when they encounter like a person in the way, it's gonna kind of scream "excuse me" at them.
Yeah, I mean it'd be fine to map the outside of our store, but I'm just gonna need like my boss's permission to let that thing inside.
Okay, well I'm just saying it's a bit unsettling when we let it into your store and it starts yelling at customers.
That's why I would like to just get permission from a higher up for that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's too late. I mean, it's on the way. It's going to be there like 15 or 20 minutes. It'll let itself in. It can open the door.
Okay.
But at that point, it's just it's between you and the robot. If you think you can kick the robot out of the store, then I guess good luck with that.
I guess. Yeah, whatever.
I'd say he's pretty hard to move. This is one of those big red robots on six wheels.
I just find that a bit odd, but okay, yeah.
It might go in the It might go in the cooler also. It just wants to map everything.
We're not gonna let it do that. So
okay, yeah. Well, you can block stuff off. Maybe shut some doors. Maybe lock them.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, the robot's gonna be there. It's gonna be mapping up the whole store. So you mapping up just everything in there. You have gas pumps, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, it's gonna go up and down all the gas pump things.
All right, well, have a good one.
Okay, yeah, it'll be 15. Okay. The new Uber Eats robots that I saw on YouTube this week are freaking huge, much bigger than those little beer cooler robots that I used to tell 7-Elevens that were coming in. In fact, I don't think the red ones would even fit in the door. So won't he be surprised when he gets there?
Quick,
help you. Hi, this is Kevin. I'm a customer. I'm up on your roof right now. Like up where the air conditioning units are. Like there's this big old...
You said you're a customer?
Yeah, I was in there earlier. I got some...
And you're up on the roof right now?
Yes. Yeah, I just had a question. There's a breaker box up here, and does it control all these big fans?
I mean, why are you up on our roof, and we was going to get someone up there to do it?
To do what?
To check to see what's going on up there.
Oh, can you hear me walking around up here or something?
You said that. Say that again.
Oh, are you able to hear me walking around up here?
I am.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I was just wondering what these switches do. Like if I flip these switches,
I don't. I'd rather for you not to touch anything that's up there.
Well, no, I've got it open and like look when I
don't touch anything that's up there. Period.
The fans behind me are gone, but look when I start flipping switches, it does.
Hello.
Hold on, I'm flipping these. Did that turn off any lights down there?
Hey, you can't be up there messing with anything, hon.
Oh, no, I was just wondering what these switches...
You will be held accountable if you break anything up there.
Oh, I won't break...
That is Trip's property.
Okay, I won't break anything, but when I flip all these switches, it doesn't even turn these fans off.
That's not for you to figure out, hon. You shouldn't be on the top of our building messing with anything.
See, look, hold on. I'm gonna flip these. See, right... Okay, there. Did that turn off any lights down there? Ma'am.
How'd you get on the roof?
You know, I just kind of shimmied up here.
I'm going to have to ask you to come off of the roof and leave it alone.
Okay, well, do you remember what position all these switches were in?
No, because I have no idea what it is. You shouldn't even be up there. None of us have access up there. Only our FS is supposed to be up there.
What's an FS?
Are you the same people that reported it this morning?
Oh, no, I'm just a customer. I was in there earlier. I got a soda.
And what are you doing on top of the roof?
I don't know. I'm just monkeying around, you know, like it's Saturday. What else am I going to do?
I'm going to have to ask you to come down off the roof, hon.
Okay. Well, I'm going to mess with the switches just a little bit longer.
I need you to come off the roof.
Well, I got to at least flip them back to where they were because I don't want to accidentally shut off all
and
the...
And you're on Main Street?
Yeah. Yeah. The Quick Trip.
Yeah, please leave it alone and just come down off the roof.
Okay, I'll come down. I gotta at least flip these back, right?
No, because I have no idea what you're messing with.
What? Just here. Let me flip these. There. That didn't do anything, did it? Down there. Ma'am, hello. Hello? Oh, she was repeating what I said to somebody, and they just hung up on me. I really need to get some better switch flipping sounds. I need to record myself flipping the breakers on my own breaker box, because this recording I have, I made it myself for the Flip All the Switches song, and it's just a mashup of different switches that I found on YouTube.
Quick trip one, this is Dominique, how may I help you?
Hi, Dominique, this is Carol. I'm Steve Dave's mother. What's that noise?
Say that again?
What's that noise? I can barely hear you.
How can I help you?
Oh, my son is over there. He's up on your roof, and he just called me. He's very upset.
Yes, I know. I need him to come down off of the roof. Well, he should not be on the roof messing with anything.
Ma'am, I just think you need to not yell at my son, because he's very sensitive.
Okay, I'm going to call the cops at this point in time. Thank you.
No, don't call the cops, ma'am, because this is just a prank call.
Well, don't play around like that. This is a business.
Hey,
we don't have time for your jokes
you
or your games or none of that. It's not funny.
The Skippy and Dippy Morning Show. 100.9 The Gerbil. Don't let it get you down. Slamming is what we do best.
There, I stopped her from calling the cops. That was a close one.
Oh, weird. I just messaged Murdoch, and I'm like, where are all your fucking 7-Elevens? Where'd they go? And he showed me a screenshot of him searching for 7-Elevens, and there's plenty of them there in the same area I was searching, so... For some reason, Google Maps is not letting me see them unless I actually search for 7-Eleven. That's weird, but now I have like 20 7-Elevens to call. So, woohoo.
7-Eleven, may I help you?
No, you may not.
Hello?
No, hang up. You hang up that motherfucking phone.
Who is this motherfucker?
Hey, you're the motherfucker. Hang up that phone.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
No, you hang it up.
I fuck you, motherfucker.
Oh, you better not fuck my mother. I'll be very upset.
No, not you.
What do you mean, not me?
How can I help you?
Whose mother are you going to fuck? You son of a bitch.
You.
You. You're the son
of a
bitch.
That's you.
No, you're the son of a bitch.
Suck my dick, motherfucker.
Oh, I will not. I am not into that.
Quick to Columbia.
Bruh. Yeah, you heard
Hello?
Me. You heard me. I said, bleh. Take that, motherfucker.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Break Time Nebraska, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Jim from the Break Time corporate office.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I can speak with?
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay.
Here's the phone. Hello.
Oh, hey there. It's Jim from the Break Time corporate office.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
That's good. I just had a couple survey questions. It'll just take a quick minute.
Of course.
Would you consider the clerk there a cancer merchant or a merchant of death for selling cigarettes? Or is she just doing her job?
I just think they're doing their job.
Yeah, but their job is to kill people, slowly.
I mean, that's not on them. They just
That's how they got to make money.
No, come on. You're talking like that's how the Nazis were. You know, the Nazis had to wear flair. You can't just not blame the Nazis for just doing their job.
Well, I think cigarettes and Nazis are completely different things.
Oh, do you smoke cigarettes?
I do not.
Good. You shouldn't smoke cigarettes. They're bad for you.
I do not. I know that. It's not good.
Okay, so you would say that that lady there is not a merchant of death?
No.
Okay, good. Question number two. How would you rate the cleanliness?
Pretty clean. Oh, it's never dirty when I come in.
Oh, yay. That's good to hear. I'm going to mark that down. I'm going to give them a mark. Question number three. This is the last one, okay?
Okay.
How many fingers?
How many fingers?
Yes. Do you use?
How many fingers do I use?
Mm-hmm.
Like on my daily basis?
Mainly just to pray.
Oh, to pray?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, do you have 10 fingers?
Yeah, I have 10 fingers.
You should use them all when you pray, okay?
Of course.
All right.
Yes.
So I'm going to say a prayer with you.
Okay.
So you need to bow your head.
Okay.
Dear Lord, please.
Dear Lord.
Help this woman learn that the people who sell death to their customers are merchants of death. And I don't know, you know. Otherwise than that, just have a nice day, dear Lord. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, I was saying bye to the Lord.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not very good at prayers.
I'm not either, so it's okay.
All right. Well, thank you for praying with me.
Of course.
Jesus appreciates it.
Of course.
Do you believe in Jesus?
I do.
Okay, good. If you don't believe in Jesus, then I don't know. I'd probably have to throw you out of the store.
No, I understand.
How would you feel about going to a cooler and getting a soda and shaking it up a bunch and then just open it inside the store and you won't get in trouble?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, come on. Just one time.
Oh, of course not.
You said it's clean in there. She needs something to do.
No.
She needs to be...
They got it clean, and when the snow's coming in, can't make a mess. I'm not a messy person.
Yeah, she needs to be punished for being a merchant of death.
No.
Oh, wait, no, she's not a merchant of death. I forgot.
She's not... No. I mean, they just do their job.
Yeah.
If that includes selling cigarettes, includes selling cigarettes.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. If you have
Everybody has to make a living.
And... If you're a Nazi, it's your job to kill Jewish people. It's okay, because that's your job.
Oh, well, I don't know about that far, but...
You. Okay. Well, thank you very much for the survey. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I love you. Okay, that was awful. I'm a terrible person. I didn't really have any questions other than the whole cigarette merchant of death thing. I guess I should write down some good survey questions to ask customers.
Thank you for calling Break Time.
Hey there, this is Steven from the Break Time corporate office.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to do a weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
I'm sorry, I don't. Not at the moment. I have one pulling in. She's pulling out a pump, but I'm not sure if she's going to pay outside or inside.
Oh, okay. Is it a cordless phone? You could take it out to her car.
No, it's not.
Ah, shoot. Shoot. Shooty, shoot. Shoot. What's all that hollering in the background?
Oh, that's my baby. He's on the phone.
Oh. You need to tell him to shut the fuck up, don't you?
Oh, no.
Do it. I order you. As a corporate office employee, I order you to yell at your baby.
No, sir.
All right. Fine. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hello, this is Break Time on Old 63. Katie speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Katie. I'm in your back room right now. I kind of snuck back here. And I was wondering about this big wall, these big switches these breaker switches? Like, do they control the pumps or just the lights?
I have no clue. This isn't my normal store.
Oh, can I flip some of these?
I'm with a customer right now. Do you mind holding on 1 second?
Oh, sure, no problem. Can I talk to the customer? I can do a quick serve.
Sure. To whom am I speaking?
Oh, my name's Eric. I'm just a customer. I walked into the back room, and I've just been kind of moseying around back here. And I'm at the
Are you doing that?
Well, there's these big breaker boxes, and I was just wondering, like, can I try to flip some of them?
No.
Hold on, I just want to flip a couple. Did that do anything?
Not that I can see, but you should not be back there.
Okay, well, I mean, I shut off some computers or something. Does the register still work?
You need to get out from back there. I'm going to call the police.
Oh no, I'm just in the back room.
What do you mean the back room? Sir, if you're touching our breakers without permission, if you're a customer and you're not supposed to be in the back, why are you trespassing? I'm going to call the police.
No, this is just something I do. I kind of wander around, and sometimes I'll go in the coolers.
All right, no, sir, you can tell it to the police when they get here.
Okay, but what? Like, shouldn't you check to see if I'm back here first before you call the police? What? I'm like, you can't just walk in the back room. I was hoping to get someone to, like, run in the back room so I could be like, made you look. But this guy just wants to call the police instead of walking 10 feet to the back room door and looking around.
Hello, this is Break Time on How can I help you?
Hi, I'm a customer. I'm calling you from the back room here in the back. You know, I'm just, like, monkeying around with these breaker switches.
Like that can't be possible because I was literally just back there mopping.
Oh no, I'm in the back room. I just snuck back here and can I hit some of these switches? Hello? Ma'am.
So you're not in the back room.
I made you look. I got
you did. Yeah, you got me wondering.
Yeah, I got you good.
Is there? Our door sensor's not working right now, so I don't know when somebody comes in anymore unless I'm out here.
Yeah, I'll tell you a secret. I broke it.
Man. Oh, maintenance man.
Huh? Oh, no, I'm not maintenance. I'm just a customer.
Oh.
Yeah, I just...
Well, how can I help you?
I just wanted to make you check and see if anyone was in the back.
You just messing with me?
It's a test. Yeah, I'm just messing with you.
Okay.
But at least you didn't threaten to call the police or anything.
No, I mean, I was going to say, I literally was in the back mopping, and I heard the phone ringing to come out here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry to interrupt. You should finish up.
Well,
I order you to finish up that mopping.
Well, since you're just a customer, you can't order me to do anything.
Oh, yes, I can. What if I'm a customer who also works at the Break Time corporate office?
That's possible.
Yeah,
it's possible.
But I'm not.
It's unlikely, though, because if that were true, you would have said MFA corporate office, because Break Time is owned by MFA, and most of our management is through them.
Also, I wouldn't be making prank calls.
Actually, I wouldn't bet on that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those corporate people are a bunch of clowns, aren't they?
Wouldn't say that, okay. But they do like to do surprises.
So MFA?
Yeah.
You said?
MFA oil.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call up the next Break Time on my big list of Break Time stores now. I'm going to say, okay. I'm with the MFA corporate office.
Well.
What's MF?
Have fun.
What's MF stand for? Is it motherfucker?
That is not what it stands for.
That's what I'm going to tell them it stands for.
Yeah. So you just calling all the break times?
Yeah. I'm kind of a jerk.
What for?
I don't know. I mean, it's Saturday. There's nothing to do. It's snowy out. It's too cold.
See, the one weird thing, though, is it's showing me your phone number is a lot of digits.
Really?
How oh, no, that's not your phone number. That's just a random string of numbers after Mo. Phone number is 5713.
Maybe. I don't know. It's an internet number.
Yeah, things like TextNow.
Yeah, one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll let you get back to work. I'm sorry to bother you, but thank you for going and checking and making sure that I wasn't flipping switches.
You have a great rest of your day.
All right, I love you. Say it back, or you're making it weird. What did she mean, a long string of digits? The number she read back was the same area code that they're in. Wait, she didn't even read my phone number correctly, I don't think. And I just checked my system. I'm not calling from that number, she said. But now I kind of want to call that number and see what it is. Oh man, I just listened to the recording and she gave me her own phone number, like the phone number to the store. I wrote it down. I thought it was maybe somebody else that had called them and I was going to call them as the store. But no, she just gave me her own phone number. How do you make that mistake? That's weird. That lady ruined my prank. And I'm so angry that the show's over. It's voicemail time.
Hi, Brad. This is Penisaurus Rex.
Hey.
Longtime listener. I even got my old man who died on Thanksgiving to love this show.
Whoa.
So you can thank me for all my work.
Thank
Goodbye,
you.
Goodbye, motherfucker.
And sorry for your loss. Jeez. At least he died loving PLA, so that's all that matters.
Hey, Brad, Comic X calling in.
Hey.
What with this huge snow we got over this past weekend, I've been doing a lot of snow plowing in my area.
Mm-hmm.
And while I've been snow plowing, I've been listening to the Snowplow Show. So I've been wondering if there's anyone else out there who snow plows while they snow plow. Love you, Brad.
That's funny. That's got to be a little confusing. I don't know why I think that, but that's hilarious.
You're retarded.
So that voicemail right there is in the same area code as the PLA voicemail. So I think that lady right there, she just got the wrong number or something. She's trying to call somebody local and she ended up on my voicemail and she didn't like what she heard. So she let me have a good. She told me,
"You're retarded."
Okay. Thanks for the voicemail, lady. I didn't think my voicemail greeting was that bad, but whatever.
Brad, no,
Everyone stop doing that.
My name is Steve, and I called and I left a message a few weeks ago about my my ex-mother-in-law, and I asked you to call and say that her dog, Cora, pooped or something, or that she pooped. But anyways, I just wanted to call.
I have not heard that message. I'm sorry.
Back this time to not request, because that wasn't the right idea, but just to say that I like your show and stuff, and that I call myself a sex pervert. Thanks to you and Devin and on TikTok, and it's pretty great. But, and I tell people, on Facebook, I say, tell that lady to shut the fuck up, like on videos and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty great. Anyways, bye!
All right, bye. When do I ever say sex pervert? I think I used to say that because the Brent Westwood show would always talk about sex perverts in America. And you know what? I miss that show. I need to listen to some old Brent Westwood shows. It's been a long time.
Brad. This is Brad. I'm calling the episode 897. In 48 minutes and 15 seconds, you referenced Brian Cooper. You cannot reference Brian Cooper because he died on September 9th, 1968. Reference that, motherfuckers.
Who the fuck is Brian Cooper? I do not know what you're talking about, and I'm too lazy to go listen to the show right now and see what I said about somebody named Brian Cooper. But you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sure he was a good man.
Hi, this is Chris Cummins with Cummins Cider. Hot and moist? Try a Cummins Cider. Now in cucumber and peach. Cummins Cider, the best way to spend an afternoon.
Okay, these voicemails are brought to you by Cummins Cider.
Bobby Dabalina, how you doing? Brooklyn Papa.
Hey.
I'm actually not in Brooklyn right now. I'm in Virginia. Traveling here just for the day. Just wanted to check in. I'm in the AUD airport. No, IAD airport. My gosh.
Yeah, duh.
Two mistakes that are below the waist. Oh, man. I need some sleep.
What?
Just checking in. Really enjoying the calls, as always. And God bless you, my friend. God bless you.
Thanks, Brooklyn Papa.
You know, I'll keep it under 30 seconds. There was no mention of how many. So, if, you know, maybe I can leave between 8 and 35 a night, depending on how much I drink. That'd be great. I don't like, though, that you asked me to keep it under 30 seconds, and yet I had to wait 33 seconds to leave the voicemail. I mean, at least beat me halfway here, buddy.
God. I can do what I want. This is my show. But I noticed I had another really long voicemail complaining about the length of my voicemail message.
Hey, Brad. Wish your voicemail wasn't so long, man. I'm, not coherent, and I've lost my idea like 3 or 4 times listening to your voicemail. But,
it's not that bad.
Have you ever tried, like, calling scammers? It would be fun.
Yeah, I've done it on either this show or the Hobosodes recently.
Do you look up at, I'm not going to remember his name. He's a guy with aviator shades.
Kit Boga. That's Kit Boga.
That punk scammer. Yeah. I forgot his name.
That's his thing. Let him have that. He's so good at it.
Kit Tuba. You should punk scammers, too. It'd be funny. Just waste their time. You know, shit like that. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Screw those guys. An old women out of money. You know, you've got so many different voice things, you know? Why not have a little fun? Just see. Like,
okay,
you know,
alright. You just keep talking in circles now, so voicemail's over. Quit complaining about my voicemail. Alright, let's play one last voicemail.
Hey, Brad, this is Hayden from Orlando. I haven't left a voicemail in like 2 years, but
good.
Still enjoying your show.
Thanks.
I just want to say thanks for everything, you know, all the good shows and good laughs, but and if you flush a toilet at 120 PSI, it would fill the back of the tank really fast. I don't think it would come out of the actual toilet really fast. Just wanted to add some maybe details, I guess. Anyway, thanks for everything.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. It's going to flush at the same speed no matter what, because all you're doing is dumping the tank into the bowl. But you know what? I prefer cartoon logic instead of scientific logic, but I actually didn't even think of that. And that might cause other problems, especially if I'm decompressing the water to get extra water out of the water. And that would just make the tank overflow, wouldn't it? It'd come out so fast that the lid would pop off. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. Thanks to the sponsors, CelebrityCash.com, Surprises, Lord and Lady of Veggies, Pranker Governor, and Tim the Enchanter. They support us at Patreon.com/PhoneLosers, and they get an extra show every single week. Which is actually true this past month. I managed to do 4 whole Hobosodes this month, so hopefully I can keep that up. Unfortunately, I only managed to do 3 snowplow shows this month. I always try to shoot for 4, so I'm the worst. But I'm really hoping to do better this year, you guys. I'm going to stop being so lazy in 2026. I'm going to end today's show with a song by Vista Blue, aka The Tree Flushers. Remember to support him if you can. Go buy an album or 2, if you're able to, or you can just take them all for free. Like a big jerk. Also, now that you've listened to this show, go listen to The Collective and the Take Your Pants Off show, so you can hear me do just a couple more prank calls.
Look at you, you just got butt slammed. Look at you, your butt got slammed. Look at you, you just got butt slammed. Yeah, you got butt slammed. Yeah, you got butt slammed. Listen up, I wanna give you a hand. Though I know you're feeling bad cause your butt got slammed. But it ain't nothing personal, it ain't nothing new. I'm a wacky morning DJ, butt slamming's what I do. I butt slam boys, I butt slam girls, I butt slam people all over the world. It's what I'm all about and it just worked out like I planned. Cause you just got butt slammed. Look at you, you just got butt slammed. Look at you, your butt got
now
slammed.
Now don't you feel dumb?
Look at you, you just got butt slammed. Yeah, you got butt slammed. Yeah, you got butt slammed.
If I had a guitar, I'd always be jamming. But I don't, so I spend my time butt slamming. I do it all myself, cause it's self-fulfilling. You could call me a joker like a Batman villain. Since I began, it goes the way I plan it. Give me a butt, and you know I'm gonna slam it. If you need it, I could draw a diagram or make a PowerPoint about how you just got butt slammed.
Look at you, you just got butt slammed. Look at you, your butt got
now
slammed.
Now don't you feel dumb?
Look at you, you just got butt slammed. Yeah, you got butt slammed. Yeah, you got butt slammed. Look at you, you just got butt slammed. Look at you, your butt got
now
slammed.
Now don't you feel dumb?
Look at you, you just got butt slammed. Yeah, you got butt slammed. Yeah, you got butt slammed.
feel dumb? You just got butt slammed right here on